Evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday after Pentecost, proper 6, year A. We also commemorate Father's Day. Our readings for today: Exodus chapter 19, verses 2 to 8a, Psalm 100, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 to chapter 10, verse 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we are sometimes afraid that when we come to worship you, whenever we are aware of your almighty presence, we feel utterly overwhelmed by the power of your love, though it strengthens and encourages us. We know that it is your love that calls us to witness and to service. It is your love that sends us out into all the world. It is your love that touches and changes us, and as with Abraham, sends us on a journey of faith and obedience. Your love both calls and sends us. And it is only when we listen for your call and respond to your sending that we can possibly reach the destination which, by your grace and through your Holy Spirit, you are leading us towards. Amen. We have our hymn, Faith of Our Fathers.
Oh,
pray the collect for proper six, followed by a prayer for fathers, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion, for the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, you entrusted your Son Jesus, the child of Mary, to the care of Joseph, an earthly father. Bless all fathers as they care for their families. Give them strength and wisdom, tenderness and patience. Support them in the work they have to do, protecting those who look to them, as we look to you for love and salvation through Jesus Christ, our rock and defender. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Our Father. Our Father. As Jesus began his ministry of reconciling humankind to God, in the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus refers on several occasions to God, his Father, as your Father. Jesus says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus invites the people, "Be careful, therefore, as your heavenly Father, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. He advises, "But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. As he explains the intimacy of prayer, Jesus says, "But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. In giving guidance on prayer, advising against empty phrases like the Gentiles, who think that they will be heard because of their many words, verse 7, Jesus responds, "Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. We should have no doubt that Jesus, the Son of God, acknowledges us as God's children, as his brothers and sisters, and therefore affirms that God is our Father, your Father, and my Father. What qualifies us to be children of God and able to relate to God as our Father? Paul out of his relationship with God in Christ and his experiences of the Holy Spirit declares, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17a. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul gives a further explanation of our status with God as our Father. He writes, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. We are God's children. God is our Father, and we are invited to have that ideal father-child relationship with our Father, a relationship which was available to humankind since the days of creation. The psalmist in that great psalm of praise, Psalm 103, affirms our father-child relationship with God. The psalmist states, "As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust." Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14. Our Father knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our brokenness, our lack of faith, our feeble attempts at worship. However, he looks upon us with compassion, with love, the love of our Heavenly Father. Because of our weak human nature, our Father has numerous opportunities to show compassion for us, his children. Our Father shows compassion for us when we are weak in knowledge and understanding of our Father and our purpose in his world. Our Father gives us knowledge and clarifies our understanding. Our Father shows compassion on us when we are sick. He comforts us and brings us to health and wholeness. When we fall into sin, which separates us from our Heavenly Father, God, because of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, because of that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice of Jesus, our Father forgives our sins. And the psalmist affirms, "As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our sins from us." Psalm 103, verse 12. We know because the earth is round, the east and the west will never meet. Therefore, we can be certain that once forgiven, our sins are removed from us. Our Heavenly Father knows how we were made. We were conceived in sin. We have frail hearts and minds, and on our own, we are not able to withstand the temptations of the devil. Therefore, in compassion, our Father has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, not only to enable us to cry, Abba, Father, but to guide and direct our lives, to enable us to live by the Spirit and therefore overcome the works of the flesh, which Paul lists for us in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Paul writes, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these." As children of our Father, we are invited to live by the Spirit and by contrast demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Today, as we thank God and celebrate our earthly fathers, those whom God used as instruments of God's creation to give us the gift of life, we are reminded that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us with an unfailing love. A Heavenly Father who desires to have a relationship with us. Our Father who gave His only begotten Son to die that we might have life. Our Father who has given us the gift of Himself in the Holy Spirit to guide us along the perilous journey of life. Our Father who is always there to show compassion for us, His children. The hymn writer Stuart Townsend puts it this way: "How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no powers, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Our Father loves me, and our Father loves you." Amen. Let us pray. We pray an intercession for fathers. Heavenly Father, today we ask you to bless our earthly fathers for the many times they reflected the love, strength, generosity, wisdom, and mercy that you exemplify in your relationship with us, your children. We honor our fathers for putting our needs before their own convenience and comfort, for teaching us to show courage and determination in the face of adversity, for challenging us to move beyond self-limiting boundaries, for modeling the qualities that will turn us into responsible, principled, caring adults. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Not all our fathers live up to these ideals. Give them grace to acknowledge and learn from their mistakes. Give us grace to extend to them the same forgiveness that you offer us all. Help us to resist the urge to stay stuck in past bitterness. Instead, moving forward with humility and peace of heart. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We ask your blessing on those men who served as father figures in our lives, when our biological fathers weren't able to do so. May the love and selflessness they showed us be returned to them in all their relationships, and help them to know that their influence has changed us for the better. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Give new and future fathers the guidance they need to raise happy and holy children, grounded in a love for God and other people. And remind these fathers that treating their wives with dignity, compassion, and respect is one of the greatest gifts they can give their children. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray that our fathers who have passed into the next life have been welcomed into your loving embrace, and that our family will one day be reunited in your heavenly kingdom, in union with Saint Joseph, whom you are entrusted with your Son. We ask for your generous blessings today and every day. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 780. How deep the Father's love for us. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. And we hope that all fathers had a very rewarding and enjoyable day. We hope that you continue to have a spiritually rewarding week. We hope that you will all enjoy the Labor Day holiday tomorrow, those who have holiday, and we pray that this week will draw you closer and closer into a relationship with our Father. And we leave you with the very popular and well-known "Oh My Papa" by Errol Innes.